Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Amen. I give all thanks and glory to the Father God, who loves and blesses a servant like me so that I can testify to his love on this holy altar. I express my heartfelt thanks to the senior pastor, who became an example for everything and who leads us to win over the world by the power of love and to love the Father God and the Lord more than anything. I also give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, my mother of prayer, who always prayed for me when I was weary from my evil before and also prays for me even now. I'm more grateful on this altar. I respect the senior pastor most in my life. And Pastor Su Jin Lee delivers his will to our pastors and leads us with a shepherd's heart so that we can be qualified as upright pastors. Thank you, Pastor Su Jin Lee. I also give thanks to the third great-grand pastor, Mi Young Lee, who always leads me with love. Also, thank you all pastors and all our church members who for your prayer for me with love. I'm the 27th and 28th parish pastor, Sung Dok Kim, serving the shepherd's flock living in seven cities. I'm also serving as a guidance teacher of policeman's fellowship and an actor in biblical plays, one of Manmin's Christian culture ministry. I pray that my testimony or sermon can help your growth in faith in the name of our Lord. I'm a very happy servant of the Lord. It is because I've received so much love in spirit and body since I didn't know the Lord. Because of that overflowing love, I'm here. So I'm so happy. I'd like to tell you what kind of love I received and how I could stand here now. I was born in Seoul on December 5th, 1980. I'm the smallest one among three daughters and one son in my family. Before I was born, my parents started to run a Korean restaurant together, so my grandmother took care of my sisters and me. In my childhood, I was temperamentally introverted. Also, my grandmother loved me, the only son in my family, so much. So, sometimes my sisters were jealous about me, and because I depended on my grandmother in many things, I lacked in willpower. In my age of seven, my grandmother brought some warm water, then I was just sitting, not helping her. My mother washed my face. I grew up like that. This affected me so that I had deficiencies of ability of act later. For example, do you remember when Elder Enoch Lee shared his testimony that he was too introverted to appear in the entrance ceremony of his elementary school, but hid himself? I was similar to him. I remember it was a time that I was a third grader in elementary school, and it was a field game day. I was so afraid to go into the crowd in the schoolyard. On my way to school, I hit myself in the woods on the school wall. Because I didn't appear after a long time, there were several announcements for me in the ground full of students. I was so nervous when I listened to the announcement, so I couldn't go out. Because I disappeared after I left home only to attend a field game, my parents worried about me so much and looked for me with a burning heart. After all, at lunchtime, because it became hard to keep hiding, I silently went back to my family and had lunch. That happening ended like that. I was such an introvert person with weak character, but I'm preaching about the love of the Father God before you now. I confess this is the grace of the power of the Father God. Although I was weak and introverted, on the other hand, I sometimes was praised to be good. For example, I voluntarily picked up cigarette butts in my neighborhood and threw them away as I taught in school. Also, in my elementary school, I received a reward of good deeds, which was given to one per one class for 5 years in a row from first grade to fifth grade. Thank you. While I was growing up like this, I felt that a shadow of darkness had already fallen on my family since I was little, and I realized it. It was because of the debt my parents had from their failure of restaurant business during the IMF time in our country. The debt kept increasing, and I've been seeing my parents suffer from that problem from my childhood till the time I joined the army. In my school days, my family must have moved several times to avoid the debtors. Sometimes debtors followed me to find where we lived after we moved. Sometimes I saw my father scuffling with many debtors roughly, and I saw my mother suffer from difficulties in finance, which was hard to bear for me, a little kid. Once, when I went home, I saw red seizure stickers on our household furniture. When I saw it at the time, I made up my mind that after I grew up, I would help my parents not to suffer from a financial problem again. So, in order not to forget that pain, I'm keeping one of those red stickers. From this background, naturally, I got some habits. I learned that money was so important in my childhood. So I had a habit to reject to receive any pocket money from my mother. Sometimes my mother gave me $5 or $10, but I was never glad to receive it because I knew my mother suffered from money matters so much. In my conscience, it was so hard to receive it from her pocket. Another habit was to purchase cheap ones no matter what. When I had to buy clothes or shoes during traditional holiday season, I looked around markets all day long in order to buy good imitations to name brands at a good price, as I couldn't buy such expensive, famous brands. Then, thankfully, I got used to thrift and saving. And when I had $1 in my pocket, when I went to buy some food, I couldn't use 50 cents for their food. And I drank some.
그리고 또 작은 것에도 감사를 느끼는
And also I came to have a heart of thanks for even trivial things and treasure them. On the other hand, I got a habit of having a long time sleep at home to forget the dark reality in my teenage years. When I remember the time now, I might have a social phobia and depression at that time. And I came to act irritated and I had hot temper about my family a lot. As I got a negative feeling about debtors, I tended to see things with the eyes of negative doubt. So to release such stress, I liked to watch TV so much. And I loved to watch drama, TV drama, and I liked it so much that I read every series. And I felt rest with singing worldly songs. While you listen to this, some of you may not sympathize with the fact Pastor Sungdeok Kim was introversive and depressed like this. But yes, I was. What I am that you are looking now in the church is what I was changed by the teaching of the shepherd. I was raised under my grandmother and it made me lacking willpower. Also, I got severe deficiencies from the bad habit formed in a dark environment in the teenage years. For example, it was so difficult for me to get up early on time in the morning. I went to school late very often, and I was even called Mr. Late. This affected my social life too, and it gave a hard time to myself many times. For an example, because I came late to the church often, even after I became a guidance teacher for children, senior pastor told me this once. Pastor Sungdeok Kim, wouldn't the Father God say that you're pathetic? He pointed me out with a pity. It's true. In the past, I was bound by the limit of my deficiencies, and I couldn't get rid of it, but brought a refinement to myself. Of course, I was not so weak in everything, but I did something very passionately, but for other things, I couldn't do so. It is a deficiency itself, and it was not good. So I realized that deficiency was the passageway of refinement for me, and it was evil that I sought my own benefit only. So I was so much evil like this before I came into spirit. The late senior deaconess In Sun Lee, my grandmother on my mother's side, and senior deaconess Jung Sun Lee, the prayer devotee number one of our church, had a pity on me, who was far from the church for several years, and they kept trying to lead me to our church. Finally, on September 22, 1996, I registered in our church. For your reference, the late senior deaconess In Sun Lee is the eldest sister of our senior pastor. At first, I couldn't be accustomed to the church, so I only attended the morning service and came home. Sometimes I slept in a worship service. But in spring, the next year, 1997, I attended a spiritfulness prayer meeting held in the second sanctuary, and I repented my transgressions in the past following the speaker. Then three crosses came up to my mind, and I was reminded of Jesus who suffered on the middle cross because of my sins. I came to shed tears with a runny nose, and I repented thoroughly. And then I experienced the Holy Spirit fervently, And I came to speak in tongues and gave glory to God. After that, my life began to change at high speed. When I was far from church, I wanted to be a public singer in the world. But after receiving the Holy Spirit, I hated to sing worldly songs and I lost interest of watching TV. Instead, I was so happy to sing praises and pray to God. Especially when I cried out in prayer, I naturally called God Abba Father. Later, I found this in the Bible. Romans 8:14 through 16 says, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Amen." I came to know the taste of prayer because I cried out in prayer calling Abba, Father, and in the Holy Spirit's comfort that I couldn't feel in my family and in peace that no one in the world could give, I came to live my church life happily. And when I prayed in the second sanctuary in my school days, when I knelt down and I said, "Father, Songda came here," and then I felt such a great peace in my heart. I watched my parents suffering from difficulties. I never felt such peace in my heart. But after receiving the Holy Spirit and pray, and when I prayed, I felt such peace in my heart. And I listened to the message of the cross. So, I mean, the reason why did God put the tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden? The clear meaning of Jesus and Jesus Christ. And the parable of eyes, nose, and mouth, which were made in the plan of God and the only creator. Such messages were so perfectly logical. I felt refreshed and satisfying. They were so precious. Out of the sermons of the message of the cross, senior pastor explained about the seven words of Jesus on the cross. Among them, there is a word, "Woman, behold your son." This verse shows that Jesus left all the heavenly glory and came on earth in flesh, but he was not conceived by the combination of sperm and eggs, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus called the Virgin Mary correctly, "Woman." He said to Mary to consider John as her son, and to John he said, "Behold, your mother," and let his beloved disciple John serve the Virgin Mary well as his mother. Even Jesus was hung on the cross, he cared for them so attentively and delicately. From this, in my heart, the word, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother," was specially imprinted. I thought, who is my true family that I can share true love with in the world? I received the Holy Spirit and already had a spiritual family that I could share spiritual love with. I felt happier to meet my family in spirit than to meet my family in flesh. And then my viewpoint for my parents became different. That is, I realized that they are also precious souls before God. I didn't feel it so before because I grew up looking at my parents having a hard time. I felt my parents difficult to deal with at some part. But after I realized the truth by fervent prayer, they began to look lovely to me. For example, sometimes I felt scary to deal with my father who made his fortune by his own efforts. But I came to think, how lonely and hard would his childhood have been? And I came to want to come close to him more warmly. Although he insisted on his own opinion from a different value of generation from mine, I searched his heart and goodness in it. Then he came to trust me more and love me more. Because the message of life that our shepherd received from God became life to me, I got power of love. And that power of love, after all, because of that, I came act charming to him, even by kissing on his cheek, which I couldn't do even when I was a kid. Well, it is not easy for me, from my character, actually. But this truth makes him happy, right? Also, when I was a minister on the Parents' Day, I went to them and gave thanks to them from my heart that my family's financial difficulty in the past became a great and good background for me to do my duty as a pastor well. When I comforted them like that, saying, "Do not be sorry because you couldn't do well for me. I'm okay. Thank you for raising me." I confess like this from the bottom of my heart. Then, well, sometimes I thought like, parents would be happy if the kids confess like this, right? They were moved by my confession. Likewise, the word of truth, full of life energy, which was taught by my shepherd, was alive and moving so as to change my character to be bright and healthy and gave me feel the true happiness. I mean, let me feel the true happiness in family. In the process of my faith growth, I heard some news and shed tears at the moment. Senior Deaconess Jeongsun Lee delivered it to me. When my family had a suffering from deaths like this, although he already helped my family before, the shepherd said this about my family. He said, "Once I help family, I'll take the responsibility and help them to the end until they become financially independent. He will take that responsibility and help them to the end." At the moment I heard it, I felt the great love of the shepherd and tears began to flow down on my face. I heard it in the main sanctuary. What am I? I'm nobody. What did my family do for the shepherd? How can he give such a great love and help to us? I give nothing to him. I'm just living a happy, believing life with the first love that I received so easily without any cost or sacrifice in this church where he built up with his tears. I rather should give him something. I feel so sorry because I gave nothing for his love. No one else helped me and my family in hardships like this. It is true. 3 John 1:4 says, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." Galatians 6:10 says, "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith." Like these words, the shepherd looked at me with faith, hope, and love. Even at my small deed of goodness, if there is any family of faith who suffers from financial difficulty, he helps unsparingly and gave everything to us. He was the shepherd of such love. Like Joseph, in the Bible, received a revelation from God and prepared the food for the Egyptians and also for his family. In the time of IMF of our country, our shepherd knew that such a financial crisis would come to our country. I was third grader in my elementary school. How did our shepherd do? He said like this, students, I prepared tokens for bus. So if it is difficult to come to church because you don't have money, take the tokens from the information center and come to church and attend service. And I received this help when I was a student. And my shepherd helped me to finish my school by giving the tuition. Senior pastor cannot see poor members, and he considered them like his own family, and he helps them without change. Taking this opportunity, I express my heartfelt thanks for his love. By such love of the shepherd, my vain hope in the world was cut off, and my heart was full of desire to repay the grace. One of the desires in my heart was to clean the restroom of the church. I thought, I'll be so grateful if I clean the restrooms of the church. I wanted to work for the kingdom of God, so I prayed. Then I was inspired in my heart that soul salvation is what God is most pleased with. I made up my mind to become a pastor and started to study in the Alliance Holiness Theological Seminary, the world's best spiritual seminary. When I was a senior in the seminary, I was serving as a chief leader of the college mission. In these days, our shepherd calls pastors himself, but at that time, those who served as leaders in their missions could go the way of the servants of the Lord voluntarily. By the good guidance of the Father God, I could start my way of a pastor successfully. I became a guidance pastor of children's Sunday school at first and ministered for children for 3 years and 7 months. And then I ministered as the 32nd parish's assistant pastor for 3 years and 9 months. And then now I'm ministering as the 27th and 28th parish pastor for 1 year. From now on, I'll tell you how I could come into spirit briefly with key points. I was checked on my measure of faith for the first time when I was serving as the 32nd parish's assistant pastor on November 19, 2012. The first measure of faith I received was 65.02% of the third level of faith. Right after I received a note, I walked home. I wanted to look at it alone in silence because it was so much precious. I hurried to walk. When I looked at the note at home, I confirmed that I was standing on the rock of faith. And then my heart ached so much. I didn't know why. I also longed to stand on the rock of faith. And that hope came true. But my heart ached. I even hit the wall with my fist a couple of times from a deep sadness on myself after I looked at the note. I'm sorry. Why was my standing on the rock of faith a pain, such a pain to me, not a joy? It is because I came to stand on the rock of faith only after I learned the truth from the shepherd of the power for 16 years. And it took 7 years after I became a pastor. I felt so sorry to the shepherd who's been waiting for me such a long time and believing me with love. I also felt so sorry to the members I had served for so far. I felt guilty that I couldn't feed with good things the precious sheep of the shepherd, the sheep like life to the shepherd. And what made me feel more painful was the fact that I could receive the measure of faith as the rock of faith freely while I didn't do anything well. That is, it was not 90% but 100% of the justice that our shepherd made with his sacrifice and love. So I felt so sorry. So since that day, I shed tears even while eating meals, while looking at the sky on the street, and while driving a car alone. I shed tears from gratitude. I couldn't stay still. I wanted to repay the grace by all means. And I thought about the shepherd's precious sheep. I came to focus on the ministry more with a heart that all the members of our 32nd parish should go toward the rock of faith and spirit together. Moreover, because it was time of suspension period of pastors and Levite workers, I felt more responsibility. Most of all, I need to repent. First, I thought, in this church full of the power, why did it take such a long time of 16 years until I stood on the rock of faith? Although I thought I put down myself and tried to repent, I had a changing heart soon from deficiency. I was slow to circumcise my heart, but I deluded myself that I was good from my fleshly goodness and my self-righteousness and frameworks. Moreover, I was praised a lot because I was blessed to act Jesus in the Easter performance, and I served as a pastor. My delusion was so severe in my evil. As the Father God said in His word for me, I had a strong self-righteousness and frameworks temperamentally. Because I lived with it and the delusion that I was good, because of it, I couldn't see people around me with love and virtue. I insisted that I was right, and I didn't give up my pride in my heart. Such foolish and useless heart has been piled up over and over again, and as a result, the shepherd received a sword of punishment for me. I repented those things one by one thoroughly, and repented earnestly, even to the point of having a nosebleed. And I led a daytime prayer meeting of the parish in the morning with the subject of repentance. When I led a prayer meeting in the branch sanctuary, regardless of the number of the members who came, I led them to pray according to the flow of the church and gave them a prayer title of repentance. I cried out with tears to repent and repented with the members. And I prayed to repent even to the extent that I had feeling that I was satisfied. After the daytime prayer, I visited members. Sometimes I had lunch with some gimbap because of lack in time. I counseled with all the members of the parish. They shared their matter of their sins with me, and we repented together. Also, I made a checklist with the deeds of truth for coming into spirit on my own in various forms. I handed them out to the members so that they could choose one according to their measure of faith and make their own checklist. I checked their checklist at every month after the parish prayer meeting so that they could grow in faith. Father God looked this ministry and blessed me to become a parish pastor for 27th and 28th parishes in April 2013. I'm ministering as a parish pastor for 1 year now. I'm more responsible and I have more work to do than I was an assistant pastor. But I'm much happier than working as an assistant pastor. I had to grow 23.81% for 3 months from 66.20 to 90.10 of the third level of faith. This is the testimony about that. It was the Daniel prayer meeting time. Most pastors pray in the seats of Nisi or choir. We have a designated seat for each one. That day, the situation was that I had to yield my designated seat to other pastor. I didn't feel uneasy at all. And thankfully, there was a spot where I could kneel down and pray. So I prayed there. I could pray better than any time that day. So I prayed fervently, and suddenly, I was moved to pray that I would not get married by my lips. I was so much inspired by the Holy Spirit in prayer, so I didn't have time to think about the importance of the vow before God. As a pastor, I should teach the members not to make a vow to God easily. But in such a strong work of the Holy Spirit, it was the first time to be inspired to make a vow about marriage. And then I was managed to offer a 3-day fasting. So I began to fast for 3 days from that midnight. However, in that week, I was informed from the secretary office that our parish members would have a meeting with the senior pastor on that Friday in his office. I applied for the meeting before a while, though. On Friday, I went into the senior pastor's office with 2 members of my parish. After the meeting, I told the senior pastor that I was doing my duty as a parish pastor happily. And then I told him how I made a vow to God in prayer in that week, during that week. Then senior pastor prayed for me, for my blessing. That is, I made a vow during fervent prayer in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I was managed to fast for 3 days, and after I finished fasting, on the next day, I received the shepherd's prayer of blessing. And then I was blessed to grow about 24% in faith in 3 months. There are 3 things I felt here. First, it is the fact that things can be done only when the Father God Himself leads you, and it cannot be done if you try to do it yourself. Father God's guidance makes you prosperous. Father's guidance makes things successful, just as the cogwheels mash and turn nicely. Of course, you may experience a temporary difficulty for a greater success, but in such case, you should be more grateful because a greater blessing is ready in the justice. That is, in order to be guided by the Father prosperously and successfully, you should depend on the Father God with an obedient heart. God pours down blessings when your heart is ready like this. Secondly, what I realized is that it is very important to adjust the frequency or code to what God wants in order to grow in faith quickly. For example, when you hear that someone came into, the rock of faith by doing something, you better not follow it unconditionally, but rather you should focus on how he was managed to do it or with which attitude he fulfilled it. And you should pray and search what God wants you to do, and you should be managed in prayer by studying it yourself. Because what God asked for each person can be different respectively. Although you may need to follow what others do in truth, the more important thing is that you can grow in faith more quickly when you are inspired in fervent prayer about what you need in your given situation and practice it. Therefore, fervent prayer cannot be emphasized enough, and it is so important to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Several persons came and asked me. They asked how I could grow in faith so quickly. Then, I told them about my experience honestly, and sometimes I finished with this. But take my experience for your reference, please. Only when you cry out in prayer to know what God wants you to do and practice it after being managed correctly, you can grow rapidly. I added this to my answer. That's right. Is this helping you too? It is very important to get many understandings from those who are running before you in spirit. But it is also more important to be inspired between God and you by the help of the Holy Spirit while you pray earnestly to circumcise your heart. Please keep this in mind, and I hope you win the happy victory at the rest of prayer, depending on the shepherd's original voice. Thirdly, what I realized through this fall is about my adulterous mind. Before I accepted the Lord in our church, because of my introversive character, I didn't have any girlfriend in my school days, but still I had a lot of interest in adulterous mind. 9 years ago, when I became a pastor, I closed my mind about marriage, and I made up my mind to live unmarried for the Lord, even though I didn't make a vow to God. But after I made a vow in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I realized this. Although I wrapped myself with the mind that I would live single, if I don't cast off this adulterous mind, and if I'm not ready as a clean vessel, the Holy Spirit cannot manage me. So He waited for me to be ready. I realized this. The Holy Spirit wanted to give me blessing to give my whole life to the Lord as His servant. But because I was not ready, because of my adulterous mind, how much did He have a burning heart for me? I realized this. I give thanks and glory to God the Holy Spirit, who has been endured for a long time and inspired me to make such a noble, beautiful, and blessed vow because He wanted to bless me. I cast off this adulterous mind in this way. First, adulterous mind is dirty. So I must get rid of it. I had a strong willpower like this. It may sound a little bit worldly, but I thought, let's see who will win. And I prayed about the adulterous mind in prayer with a strong and determined attitude. Let's see who can win. Let's see who is more stronger. And in reality, I trained myself to fix on two thoughts whenever I dealt with females. Firstly, I considered all sisters in the church as the princesses who will live forever in New Jerusalem and with the Lord and the Shepherd. Right? Is it true? Right. And because I deal with females outside the church, so I consider females of the world as my own sisters, who my Father God is looking for with a burning heart, and who will come home soon. I try not to accept any more thoughts than this. Of course, I fasted from time to time.
금식도 이 간음을 빼내버리기 위해서 이 금식도
잘 to cast off this adulterous mind.
그러다 보니
Then I felt that the adulterous mind lost the strength in my heart. And I got confidence of conquering the adulterous mind.
간음 정복에 대한 자신감을 갖게 되었습니다. 그리고 시간이 흘러 간음을 빼내버렸습니다.
And I cast off the adulterous mind after all.
자랑이 아니라 간증인데 민망하네요.
This is testimony, but you applaud. Next, I'd like to tell you how I could break my self-righteousness and frameworks that made my ego strong. When I reflect myself on the truth, differently from my weak character in my childhood, before I came into spirit, when I saw something unrighteous, I felt my anger boiling up in my heart. So in my school days, I had fight from my own righteousness several times. I was never defeated in fight because of my strong self-righteousness. I didn't express it outwardly, though. My grandfather was a very famous fighter in Gwangju before, and my grandfather from my mother's side was a former policeman. As the Father God said in His Word, I was temperamentally strong in self-righteousness. From this, after I became a grown-up, when I saw someone beyond the manner I learned, or someone who lied, or someone touching my pride, I was so upset and my heartbeat became fast. And I thought like this, it is wrong because this is that. That person is wrong. This kind of many thoughts kept coming into my mind from such thoughts. And evil in my heart piled up. When I met someone I was against once, I felt so uneasy and distressed. I didn't get rid of the mind that I was right. I didn't try to understand others' position from my heart. I was arrogant and I had a heart like a small person. So I was distressed a lot. I suffered from my self-righteousness. So I repented over and over again, and I began to realize that I had such a strong self-righteousness and frameworks because I lacked in love and virtue. Of course, I was not so at everything. Sometimes I was generous and warm. But because that covered my eyes, myself. I couldn't diagnose myself correctly. I couldn't see my evil covered by myself. I only justified my evil and blamed on others. I found that I lacked in love and virtue. So I started to see from others' position only. I focused on this only. Before, when something happened, I thought I did wrong for three, but that person did wrong for seven. But when I repented for my self-righteousness and frameworks earnestly, I changed to think only from others' position and thought that everything, 10 was all my fault. And when my thought was changed that 10 was my fault, I realized this. Truly, it was done wrong because of my fault. It was not others' fault. It came to be seen like that. Then I felt my heart was broadened and my sight was enlarged so that I could receive good wisdom from above when I did my duties. I could do something better, things better with such a good wisdom. Then I blamed on others before, but now I felt so sorry to others from the bottom of my heart if something went wrong. Passing judgment and condemnation that made the relationship uncomfortable also disappeared after this change. Didn't God say, you have only the obligation to keep the law, but who are you who judge your neighbor? But I knew that word only by knowledge, but I didn't break my stubbornness in me. So I had been passing judgment and condemned a lot. It says that the pot calls the kettle black. It was the saying about me. I realized this. I kept repenting with this viewpoint. Then I became humble more and more, and my self-righteousness and frameworks were broken. I kept emptying my ego. And then before I was disheartened when I did something wrong, but when I was at more than 90% of the third level of faith, amazingly, I didn't get discouraged or disheartened anymore. Until I came into spirit, when I found any form of evil, I was rather encouraged to circumcise my heart more diligently, and I got more strength to go forward. I remember the parable of flour from Mrs. Bongnim Nee. Because I sometimes peel off the skin of onions, it's spicy to my eyes. It is right. It makes you shed tears, right? If you peel off once more, then a white onion will come out. And after peeling off again, then you will shed tears and a white onion will come out. If you keep peeling off, then the onion will become smaller. This is what I realized. The more you cast off forms of evil, because that forms of evil makes you distressed and hard, feel hard. But like Mrs. Bongnim Nee did, I try to get rid of evil by fasting and fervent prayer. Later, in the love, in the spiritual love, I could look at myself. I realized myself I couldn't have the relationship between me and myself. I mean, in myself. So I went through this progress. When I see the members who are having a hard time to because of their evil, I encourage them and not to be worried, and I encourage them to keep trying. Also, my prayer changed at the time when I was at more than 90% of the third level of faith. I confessed my love for the Father God and the Lord differently, much more than before. I got confidence because of the works of the original voice that our shepherd had given out. I experienced that my love for them became deeper. As you see and feel well in this flow, the shepherd's sacrificial love and devotion for us kept getting deeper. So I, who is nobody, could come into spirit as of January 31st, 2014. When I came into spirit, I was impressed like my shepherd himself made a brilliant garment which fit for me and put it on me. Right. It is because I didn't do something great to make me qualified to come into spirit, but I just did what I should do as a pastor who received salary from the church, and I could do it because I received the shepherd's love. That's why I was impressed like that. After I came into spirit, I feel so peaceful. Because I suffered a lot from my self-righteousness and frameworks before. But now I feel so peaceful. I came to try to help others regardless of my fault or not. And on a Wednesday service, during the Wednesday service, when Pastor Sujin Lee preached, entitled, When You Do Your Best, I didn't take a note during the service, but by the message, I was so touched. In her sermon, she said, we cannot come into spirit by our own strength. To take the 90% that our shepherd did for us, we need something. We have to do something. But because you do not understand correctly about the 10%, you cannot come into spirit quickly. Pastor Sujin Lee said like this, you should realize that you are nothing. You cannot come into spirit or go into New Jerusalem from the bottom of your heart. You have to realize this and confess that from the bottom of your heart. That was the first thing. And secondly, you have to realize that what is the meaning of 10%? And then, why can you come into spirit and enter into New Jerusalem? It is because, you can do so thanks to the love and grace of the shepherd. When you realize this, and then you can fulfill 10%, and then you will take the 90% that our shepherd did for us. This is the message that Pastor Sujin Lee preached at the time. I was in this case. When I stood on the rock of faith, I was so sorry. And I tried my best to repay the grace. And when I prayed, I thought of the flock of our shepherd. And then Father God blessed me to come into spirit when I worked with this heart. I pray that you also realize that you need what you need and come into spirit quickly in the name of the Lord. Let me conclude the message. Today's passage is like another creed of faith to me. About 14 years ago, I read this word and I was touched to imprint it in my heart. After I received the Holy Spirit, I could have precious dreams while I communicated with God by prayer. One of them was cleaning restrooms of the church. Actually, as I said earlier, I wanted to work for the kingdom of God even by cleaning restrooms. Father God received the first heart of mine. Now, it's ninth year after I came to work in the pastoral office. Thankfully, so thankful, I can continue to pile up rewards by doing my duty to clean the restroom next to the pastoral office on Saturdays for 9 years. Also, a dream to become a choir member, a dream to become a chorus member and an actor in the biblical play, and a dream to give praise as a soloist, a dream to play a role of Jesus in Easter performance. A dream to become the chief leader and serve the members since I was a freshman in college. A dream to become a pastor and parish pastor to comfort and help the shepherd. And a dream to become a powerful pastor who will fulfill the Lord's command at this end time with the shepherd's power. In the future, I had these dreams. All these dreams were not my own dreams, but the dreams that God worked in me to will and work for His good pleasure. I'm so thankful as He gives me strength to fulfill them too. And most of all, our shepherd himself leads me by giving out the original voice so that I can fulfill these dreams given by God. How can I express this overflowing and perfect love? This is why I prepared this testimonial sermon with this passage. Ever since I received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the desire in heart kept being given, and after time passed, the desire came to become my reality. I thought I would preach with this passage in the future when I will deliver the testimonial sermon, and I always kept this in mind, and today I'm fulfilling this desire too. Therefore, since I began my active believing life, the desire in my heart has been given to me from time to time, and all those dreams were being fulfilled. The remaining dreams will also come true by the shepherd's love. I thought of this. Well, how could I become such a blessed person? Why does the Father God love a mere pastor like me this much? Whenever I asked this to myself, the answer was the same from the time when I was a novice believer until this moment. It is that all was done by the shepherd's prayer. I could register in our church because the shepherd prayed for good sheep who would enter New Jerusalem together at the end time. Because the shepherd always harbored me and prayed for me, light came on me and the work of creation followed so that I could be blessed to be prosperous in everything. Because I received, put on, and ate the love, I came to give my testimony on this altar today. I believe that all those who realize the shepherd's love and long for spirit will give the same confession with the same heart like mine. Do you want to receive answer for your desire in heart? Then ask yourself, in my dream, truly given by God, who knows my everything, is my dream truly given by God, who knows my everything in my past, present, and future? And try to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit who dwells in your heart through fervent prayer. Then He will answer attentively with the best thing. When you are inspired of it, and when you circumcise your heart with change, without change, and do your duty faithfully, God Himself, who lets us will and work, will lead you through the shepherd and will always give you abundant blessing beyond your imagination in spirit and body. I testify to this. Easter day is coming near when the standardization of spirit will spread. For this, our Performing Arts Committee is preparing the Easter performance entitled Tears, which will be performed at the second half of the Friday online service on April 18th. As I told you in the beginning, I'm also an actor of biblical play. It's the 12th year after I began to play a role of Jesus. Actually, as a creature, it is a great honor for me to become an instrument of the Holy Spirit, which expresses Jesus, the Son of God, in this precious church. Because of the time limit, I cannot share all that I experienced and felt while I was preparing the play. But to make it short, I'm preparing it with an earnest heart, hoping that those who watch the performance may feel the precious sacrifice and love of the shepherd who leads us to be qualified as the beautiful bride of the Lord with the heart of the Lord. Through all my act playing Jesus, so that they can have change in life through this chance. I'm preparing for the play with this heart. I hope you receive much grace through the Easter performance with a beautiful aroma of 270 staff members. To prepare the Easter by imprinting the shepherd's earnest love and tears for us and for the souls, let me read a poem in the book Confession. And I'll finish my testimonial sermon. The title is The Trace of Love. The word perseverance, the word waiting, is not needed by me. Counting day by day, month by month, and year by year, the days that I have spent for their souls are shown through the traces of love on my body, my eyes, ears, my hands and feet, my organs, even my cells. I had hoped to give everything to save them, to lead them to a better heaven. And now that has become my reason of living, as the seasons have passed. Even so, what is left in is the evidence of my love towards them. Although I cannot support my body against my will, there is only thankfulness. Many have received salvation, and the thought of many becoming Father's true children, this great love of the Father comforts me and consoles me for a moment. That is why each of my days are laced only with tears and love. There is one who remembers my days, and that is my Father, my loving Father. Feeling the love of the shepherd for us, let's pray, thinking of the message.
Hallelujah. 이 귀한 분들의 은혜가 되고 생명이 될 수 있도록만 함께하여 주옵소서. 감사하고 우리 구주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's receive the prayer for the sake of senior pastor. Please lay your hands on the sick part or receive the prayer for your desire in heart. Hallelujah. Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches, in local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated disc, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their bones, broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heart, let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addiction, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness go away. Light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. All their souls prosper. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and I received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.